Playing from Paul Reagan.
Every time I try to make it on my, every time I try to stay and start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing.
My name is Paul.
Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going,
I bring you answers from God.
I didn't know it, I couldn't see it.
I bring you answers from Jesus.
For this man needs a man.
And no matter the rock, the mountain.
Forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay.
I have a rock breaking
you. I'm a perfect soul, thank God every day.
Jesus will break it for you.
Well, there was Jesus.
It will not be smooth every day.
Jesus.
But I know he will come true for you. So before we start the nitty-gritty of everything, and all that happened yesterday and the days, and all the news that you've received, I want to challenge you. There is this Jesus I know. He will come through for you. Welcome to the Life and Joy Prophetic Encounter.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus.
On the platform, introduce yourself to some people you know. Let them experience the power of God this morning. Thank you for joining us, my name is Father Paul. I'll be driving you. We're back for God and for His people.
There was Jesus.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice of the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom,
I want to introduce couples of my book to you. You know, I have about 6-7 books. I have what we call the therapy. You're still exhausted that book yet. We have not even done half of the chapter yet this whole month. But it's a book about an uncommon servant. Someone who serves to heal people. I mean, the attitude to serve to heal people is uncommon. Because nowadays, a lot of people serve because of what they will get. They do what they do because of what they will get. It's not easy to be a therapist. But when you are one, you become the best. You attract the best. And the future is brighter for you. Then I have my second book, it's called Davening of the Spirit Man. The word davening is a Yahwish word for prayer.
If you receive it,
it's a Yahwish word for prayer. And Yahwish is the original language of the Jewish people. Few people are aware of. The world knows them to speak the Jewish language. They don't know that they speak the Yahwish language. And davening is when your spirit man is praying. An example is the prayer of Samuel's man. When she was praying her spirit, she was praying in desperation. And as she was praying and praying and praying, they say she's mad. They say she's drowned. The pastor said it. That's where the revelation of the davening of the spirit man comes from. You need to pray. Your spirit have to be in the prayer, not just your mouth, not at all. And the dynamism around it. So that's my second book. If you're joining us, my name is Prophet Pore, and thank you for joining us. We'll be carrying on very soon. And then my third book. My third book is called Resolve. And that's what my pastor, Pastor John, assistant pastor, have been teaching on during this month. He has been working on Resolve. That is to be rooted. God wants you to be rooted for Him. You know, God wants you to be rooted and stand firm for Him. It's very important you are rooted for God. In that book, we discuss why people are not rooted for God. The challenges of being rooted. When you are rooted, come all the problems you face. You know. You know, yeah. It's also a good book. God wants you to be rooted for Him. It's a word. God wants you to be loyal for Him. We'll begin to deal with that book. And then we come to the next book. We call it Titus in Crete. And that is a series book. The next series will be coming out very soon. This one is called Oil in Flames. Oil in Flames. It's a 60 days devotional package book for you. Yeah. And it addresses every issue you can imagine. Marriage to career, ministry to work. It addresses everything and gives you bullets and points for you to pray about after addressing it. It can be a perfect recovery book for you. A book you can buy for someone that the person can experience the power of God. And that is what we call Titus in Crete. What is the meaning of Titus in Crete? The Bible says that Titus was left by Paul in Crete to restore the church. So it's a book that causes you to be restored. And it's a good book also for a young pastor who has started ministry. It gives you a fair idea of some of the challenges you encounter when you are restoring the system of God. It's a good book. It's a good book for a pastor. Very good book. I'm specifically writing a lot of books for pastors. But that's my fourth book. Today this service will run in a different way. But we'll pray. I don't know what the Lord will do, but I know by the time you are done, He's just, He'll just touch you. The hunger that I tried to satisfy. Oh, but it was not working. Down 100 highways of empty persons.
Down 100 hours.
Then there comes my little book. It's called Life Compass. Life Compass. It's called Life Compass. A series of quotes from my experience as at the time I wrote a book in different categories of life, prosperity, ministry, about health, about patience, about anger, different categories in a small book. You know, it's my bishop calls it the little book from the book of Revelation. You see, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that a little book was given to John. That is a little book that will be given to you. And then my final book is Exploiting Soul Winning. Exploiting Soul Winning. You know, many people do not think that they should win souls. Many people think that they don't win souls. It's not the right thing for them. They can help, they can support. But they don't bring people on board for them to come to know the Lord. But you know, the Bible says that he that wins a soul is a wise person. Why wise? Because winning souls are a spiritual investment for you that gives you higher position when you reach heaven. Very, very important. So there are a lot of people who are not winning souls. And yes, by God's grace, when they make it to heaven, they'll really be sad. And do you know what it means to win a soul? I'm not talking about somebody who's already going to church. I'm talking about somebody who was lost in sin, somebody who was lost in darkness, and God led you to bring the person to light. That's the meaning of winning souls. Lifted me up from the ashes, carried my soul from death to life. So these are my books. I'm excited to tell you that we are working on different projects. I'm believing that maybe two or three books could be launched in my next book launch. It's going to be a powerful time during that time. On three more new books, and then we will go to 10 books. I think so. Has God not been good to the man of God? 10 books is a beautiful thing, oh. You're singing songs of redemption. 10 books. Every time I ran away. We are working on the project to bring other books out. It's going to be an exciting time. And I've been working towards it. I and my team, we are working towards it. Once again, my name is Prophet Paul Reagan. This is a Life and Joy Prophet Service. Oh, God is fighting your battles for you. Lift me up. Thank you for joining. Today I'm seeing a lot of people joining us. Today I'm going to talk about my listeners. Wow. So the first person on my list is Kofi. Kofi, how are you? All the way from US. Kofi, it's good to have you on board. The man of God himself. Kofi, I have a prophetic word for you. If they are not giving in for you, they would never be able to approach you. Did you understand the prophetic word I just gave to you, Kofi? I hope you understand it very well. If they are not giving in to you, it can never uproot you. The devil is a bastard. He will be shocked. He will be shocked. Me, don't touch my children. Patuli Pesulia. Thank you also, Pastor Richard. Pastor Richard is also on board, one of my astute members, astute pastor, one of the strong people on Podbean, an administrator on the platform. Then welcomes Jewel. How are you, Jewel? I know you are doing fantastic. God bless you. Becky, God bless you for being part of this service. Thank you also for joining. It's a blessing to have you. Adum, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. How are you doing? And then Princess, how are you? I also hope you're doing fantastic. Then one of the guys I'm considering to be an administrator, Gabriel Baruch. Pastor Gabriel Baruch. Oh, as for your name is powerful. Pastor Kelvin. Oh, Isabel Castro Ajete. Administrator. Fantastic. God bless you for your support. Abby, God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. I see you.
You take your.
I hope you are doing fantastic.
Stop you.
You are recovering. Shelly Capo. God bless you. God bless you. And then Vicky. God bless you too. God bless all of you for making Portland a place to receive God's grace. God bless you. God bless you.
In the fire.
Cast your fear in the fire. Alright.
He is alive.
We've had some personal chat this morning, but we'll continue praying. I want you to begin to bless the name of the Lord. Kapanda lebelebo shata lebelebo kapanda lebelebo shanda leba. Rabado shaba lebelebo kapanda lebelebo shanda lebelebo. Rabado shaba lebelebo shapa lebelebo shanda lebelebo. Rabado shaba lebelebo shaba lebelebo. Manda lebelebo shapa lebelebo shanda lebelebo. Rabado shanda lebelebo kapanda lebelebo shanda lebelebo. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. We want to pray this morning. We want to ask the Lord to cleanse us and sanctify us and purify us. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. La brusca panda le mosca panda le bele mosca panda le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele rapanda le bele mosca panda le bele 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 mosca panda le bele bele rapata le bele capanda le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele rapadusca panda le bele bele mosca panda le bele 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 rapadusca panda le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele rapadusca panda le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele manta le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele mosca panda le bele bele Randale mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele ba Randale mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele ba Randale mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele bele Le brosche pandale bele mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele mosca pala bala ba Mandole bele mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele ba Le breve pandale bele bele mosca pandale bele bele ba Randale bele bele mosca pandale bele bele mosca pandale bele ba Randale mosca pandale bele bele mosca pandale bele ba Randale bele mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele mosca pandale bele ba In the name of Jesus, pandale bele ba We are sanctified in the name of Jesus. We are praying for the presence of the Spirit of God. We are praying that the power of God will take over today's service. We are praying that the anointing will flow as mighty as never before. Let's begin to pray.
Rantale
In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I want to welcome you once again to the Life and Joy Prophetic Encounter. I want you to put your hands wherever you are on your tummy, your belly, or on your head. You put it on your head. We are going to pray. You are going to pray. That telling the Holy Spirit that he should pour fire and burn every disease in any part of your body. Every hidden disease in any part of your body, the Spirit of God should burn it out. Every infirmity. Infirmity cannot be a disease, but it's a challenge. Whatever infirmity you are going through, as you put your hands on your head or on your belly, ask the Holy Spirit to pour fire and burn from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, all your organs, all your livers, all your every part of you. Dip it into the blood. Disease should come out of you. Every kind of infirmity or disease hidden in your body should fall out right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Any part of your body, put your hands on your head or your stomach, any part of your body, any part of your body that is, you are not feeling well, you are not happy about, that things are not going well in your body, you are praying that the fire of God will burn it from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Begin to pray right now and see instant miracles happening right now. Lebreka panda lebos kapanda lebelebos kapanda lebeleba manda lebelebos kapanda lebelebos kapanda lebeleba ranta lebos kapanda lebelebos kapalebeleba manda lebelebos shabalebeleba manda lebelebos shabalebeleba ranta lebelebos shabalebeleba ranta lebos kapanda lebelebos shabalebeleba ranta lebos kapanda lebelebeleba ranta lebos kapanda lebelebeleba ranta lebos your body is healed. Your livers, your kidney, fibroid is not your portion. Let the fire of God burn. Knee problem is not your issue. Hade kapara, be healed from every new problem. Let the fire of God burn every new problem. Rapanta paraba, ulcers, pain in the stomach. Abanda libre, abadi abaraba, mata libre abashanda. You are fertile and fruitful. Hade bazabari anda libre abazwa talaba. Everything inside your body, hade libra katalia. Let it catch fire physically. Let it receive healing, the healing fire of God. Every toxic in your body, let it be burned. Every allergy, hadelu padali padele rabado zanta libre abanda, in your life, in your children, every disease, every infirmity, from the crown of your head, every anxiety, those of you anxiety and fear inside your mind are blinded by the power of God. Rambando zanda badon zanda baden zanda lava randale mazwandale mekapanda. Every chest pain, every breast issues, every manly issues, every woman issues, infections in your blood, be healed by the fire of God this morning. Let there be a cleansing of your system. Be healed healed by the power of God. Be healed by the power of God. Be healed by the power of God. Let the fire of God burn right now inside your body, restoring you. Rabata kapare paraba shapade prakapaya. Rabata kapande libra satari miria. Rabado zandale bele 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 bo skapandale bele ba. Randale bes kapandale bele bo. Mandale bes kapandale bo skapandale bele bele bo skapara. Randale bo skapandale bele ba. Rapata paya paya. La pra shatala paya. La pra papaya. Rapata paya paya. La pra shaya. You are not going to have any kidney failure. Pata padaya. Rapata paya. Let the fire of God burn in your intestines. Hadaya. Your columns. Hadele paya. No appendix. Hadele. Parzatara. Rapapa papa. No heart disease. Hadele. No pressures. Kapara. No diabetes. Kapadaya. Randa badele badaka pandele bakapada. Let the fire of God burn. Let the fire of God burn in thy body. Burn from the crown of thy head to the sole of thy feet. Receive the power, 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 power. La preka panda para. Rapada kapara pada kapara. Rapapapatapaya. In the name of Jesus, Apiru Sataya. I ask that every part of your body that is not functioning well, let it be restored. Receive that miracle. Ayata padari pasaya. Rapatapaya. Mapada kaparantapa. Rapataya paya to parada. Rapataka tapandelia. Rapapa. Every gum problem, teeth problems, rapapa throat problems, eye problems, rapapa doko panda payam padele parata, rapapa papateliapa, ancestral diseases, kappa, family typology diseases, kapaya paya, unique common trait diseases, kapayanda, rapazataya padea, and take them out from your destiny, padele, rapata parapa, rapata parianta. Whose report will you believe? Adande paranta para, rapata paranta, rapataya. Spiritual diseases, kapaya paya, la brabra envy test, rapapaya kala jealousy pataya taya, rapapa cankers kaparataya, rapapa uncleanliness patele para, rapapa every spiritual disease kapaya, rapapa last. Clarity on your spirit, clarity in your body, clarity in your spirit, clarity in your body. Rapata paranta parente, rapata kapanda le pasanta, rapata pare pasanta, rapata pare sota paya. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare by the power of God upon you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I see someone with liver issues. Liver issues. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Receive that touch right now. You will not be on medics again. Some of you, your hearing. Bladder system, your uterus. I hear the word of God heal uterus. I declare by the power of God, every problem with your uterus be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed from every infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Leg issues, knee problems. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Allergies. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody, you have pain in your rib cage. Your rib. I hear the word rib. Your rib cage. There is pain in your ribs around your heart area. Cartelosuticaria. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Migraine smell coming out from you, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every migraine, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of God in Jesus' name right now. Be healed right now. Mazwandelo shataya. Addictions, I break them by the power of God. I break them by the power of God. I break them by the power of God. I break them by the power of God.
every form of addictions. Be healed. Some of you, the socket in your eye, the socket, the bone that carries your eye, you feel severe pains in that eye. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Makatanoria, migraine, be healed by the power of God. Be healed by the power of God. Be healed by the power of God. Heart problem. You are developing sickness, but you are not aware. Heart problems, blood problems, all the problems that is developing in your body, by the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Be healed, hallelujah. Be healed right now. Be healed by the power of God. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing right now. Masakataya maya. Makataya. Osa. 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 I can see organisms in intestines right now. I can see the picture. Every infection in your intestines, let there be a cleansing. Stomach problems, abdominal problems, painful experiences, be healed by the power of God. Let your cycle return back to normal. I break that inconsistency in the name of Jesus. Unpredictable cycle flows, you are restored. Be healed. There's anointing to heal in this house this morning. We want to pray our next prophetic prayer. Every altar that is speaking against your destiny, we are praying that that altar be broken. Every altar speaking against your destiny, you will not do well. You will not break through. You will not be successful. All those unnecessary things. You will not be fruitful. You will not be blessed. All those things. Every altar that is speaking against you, let that altar catch fire. Begin to fire. The last prophetic prayer. Mazakatari Briaba. Rabadoska Pandalaba. Mandalebuska Pandalaba. Mazandalebeleba. Mazandalebeleba. Rampandalebeleba. Rampandalebeleba. Rampalebeleba. 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 Rantalebeleba. Every altar speaking against you. Rantalebeleba. Labranta Liberia, your documentation, Rapata Liberia, Ranta Libeleba, 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 Rantale beleba, In the mighty name of Jesus.
I declare by the power of God, anything fighting your destiny, fighting your miracles, fighting your expectations, your deliverance, that has made you cry, made you broken, made you disappointed, receive restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Receive restoration. Receive restoration. Restoration from the power of God. Be restored. And let those altars catch fire right now. Let those altars catch fire. Wherever they mentioned your name, wherever they called for your downfall, wherever they are mentioning your name and discussing you, that they will bring a problem on you, that they will fight your growth, they will fight your prosperity, they will fight your stability, that no matter what, they will bring you back. I release the fire of God to burn that altars right now. Let those altars be burned by the power of God. Let those altars be burned by the power of God. Let those altars be burned by the fire of God. Let those altars be burned by the fire of God. Let those altars be burned by the fire of God. Let those altars be burned by the fire of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let those altars be burned by the fire of God. Let those altars be burned by the fire of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be free by the power of God. You will do well. Don't give up. Darkness will not prevail over light, for the darkness could not comprehend. Darkness and the system of the world, the weakness of the darkness, the weakness of the satanic empires, they are not able to decode how the light functions. If they were able to decode how the light functions, they wouldn't have never allowed Jesus to die. That his blood will become a propitiation for our deliverance. I declare by the power of God upon your life, every altar lifted against you, against your traveling, against your body, against your miracle, against your children, against your baby, against your expected miracles, against your finance, against your breakthroughs, I decree, let the altar die by fire now. Die by fire now. Die by fire. Every projected attack. Oh my God. Every altar on those altars. Every priest on those altars. We declare by the fire of God. Let them be visited by the vengeance of God. In the name of Jesus. You are free. You are delivered. Begin to bless the name of Jesus for the deliverance. Begin to tango.
Kama toro moshina. Mando koton de bebe. Jimandale bebe bebe. Jandale boro momo momo momo. Jandale molo 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 molo. Jandale bolo 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 bolo. Badoro bobo 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 bobo. Kabadoro bobo bobo bobo. Jendele bele bele bele.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory. I want to share a word with you quickly from my book, Titus and Creed. Pray again. Pray again. Luke chapter 3, verse 1 to 30 will be the theme. If you want copies of my book, you can contact us and send us a message. My administrators will provide details for you in getting a copy of any of my books. It will be a blessing for you. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 is my key scripture. I'm preaching from my book, Titus and Creed. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, also being baptized and praying, the heavens was opened. When you keep on overflowing in prayer, there will come a point where the room, where your cup will be filled, where your answers will demand immediate answers. Where your request will demand immediate answers. Many complain that their heavens are closed and that their expectations of the Lord are not met. I've met many people who complain that the heavens have closed for them. When they pray, it does not work. That their heavens are closed. They complain like that. The heavens are closed. Nothing good is coming to them. That the expectation they are believing God for have not been met. But God is not a man that should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? The comprehension of how the light works is very different from how darkness works. Darkness looks gloomy. Darkness looks very volatile and active. But the wisdom at which light overpower darkness is a mystery. Your breakthrough and your miracle will be a mystery. Sometimes, when God finishes your testimony, you are left with no words. Sometimes, when God finishes your testimony, you are left with no words. That is what happened. That when God finish what he has done for you and what you are believing him for, you will not even know what to say. You will say, all this while, he was working for you. He was working for your good. That is what God will do for you. In Numbers 23, verse 19, God says he's not a man that he will lie. He's not the man that will disappoint you. Men always make promises they cannot keep. They may tell you to go and come the next day
for your fees. But they will not keep their promise. Because man is limited. Man is man. And man is limited. Men are limited. And every man can only be unlimited if he carries the blessings of God. And he carry on in prayer and continue every day in prayer. Because the more you continue in prayer, the more you unveil the mystery of the light of God in solving your problem. The Lord cannot lie, because that is not what is in his nature. It is not in him to disappoint you. You must take the burden and receive your promise with prayer and patience. Prayer and patience, they work together. They are like a brother and a sibling. When you pray, you must believe your answer is coming. And the mystery between the time you receive the answered prayer is when you demonstrate your faith and patience in God. God's promises for you are not subject to revisions. He does not need any counsel to meet to say, what I said I was going to do for A or B, I've decided to change my mind. God's counsel is not subject to updates like computer update or virus update to fortify the system. God does not need to update you his updates concerning what he will do for you. It's a clear step-by-step process. But he does not update the system because he is not changing anything. Because God himself has sworn to bless you. The Bible says, since there is no one greater than him, in the book of Hebrews, since there is no one anywhere greater than him, he can only swear to himself. So he swore to himself, I will bless you. Because anyone who is swearing an oath always swear to something higher than himself or herself. Anyone who is calling for help always call for the help stronger than himself or herself. Our God, our Jesus, is all strong. And he cannot call any other name better than any other name than himself. Except he can call on himself. So he said, he have sworn by himself, he will heal you, he will help you, he will restore you, he will grant you your expectation. That's how far God intends to bless you. You must believe it. The key is that no matter what we do, the word of the Lord Jesus will be fulfilled in your life. May your heavens be open through your prayers. Somebody say, I receive it in Jesus' name. First of all, we need to be baptized in the Spirit. This is the first key to open the floodgates of heavens. You must be baptized with fire. The ability to speak in tongues is a gift from the Holy Spirit. It comes with the fire that the Spirit gives and should therefore not come before that. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and they sat upon each of them. As they were praying, fire came upon them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I would that ye all speaks in tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh in tongues, except he interprets, that the church may receive edifying or edification. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. 1 Corinthians 14, 5-6. We need to spend quality time in prayer so that you will understand and catch revelations that prepares you to have an idea with the mystery of your answered request. You need to spend that time. And I decree the energy to consistently go back into prayer. Receive that baptism in Jesus' name. Secondly, Jesus, after being baptized, prayed again. You must pray again and again and again. You don't pray only for one day. You don't only pray for one year. Every day you have to be praying. Sometimes when you are tired, you cry, you are blessed. You have been connected to Port Bay. You have been connected to a vibrant church that prays. You have been connected to a vibrant church that teaches the sound word of God. Connect yourself. Don't limit yourself in every capacity. There are some people, they don't know how to follow. When they follow and they discover themselves, they lose sight of following. But there is more revelations that the Lord wants to unveil to you. The revelations of God's power is what makes us understand even the giftings He has given to us, such as the gift of tongues and the gift of revelation and the gift of interpretation of tongues. I thank God He has blessed me with multi gifts. I've experienced the gift of interpretation of tongues in my life. Sometimes the unique understanding of the tongues people are speaking whilst they pray, God elaborates them to me. But the unique reason why God wants everybody to understand what someone is speaking after he has edified himself in his personal prayer in speaking in tongues, the reason why God is looking for understanding for the whole church is that God wants the church to flow in prayer, flow in understanding. When a man flows in prayer, he understands, he knows that he needs help. Your consistency in your prayer life is vital. Somebody say, Pastor, I've prayed for a long time, I'm not seeing anything. Keep on praying. When the clouds are heavy, the Bible says they give rain. Dubai is an example, isn't it? When the clouds, the artificial activated weather was activated, is it not giving them floodgates now? Are they not experiencing uncommon rain? Even though it is a warning to them not to interfere with natural things and natural laws are guiding them, maybe their lessons have been learned. But I want to engage you. Jesus, after prayer, went to be baptized. And after being baptized, whilst he was praying, whilst he was being baptized, the heavens opened. As you come to receive power, keep on praying when you close from Port Bend. Keep on firing. Keep on praying. Keep on firing. Keep on praying. Sometimes while you are praying, you hear some bad news. It can break your heart. Sometimes you have aches. Sometimes you are disappointed. You are sad. Sometimes you feel alone. Still pray. The prayer cannot be interrupted. Because sometimes the enemy knows you are close to the miracle, so he turns things around so that you can be very far from the end of the tunnel. But the devil is a bastard. It shall not be your portion. Fire prayer. There are higher grounds. Praying heaven involves quoting the word back to him. And it's about fasting and patiently meditating. It is hard work. In my book, Diving of the Spirit Man, my book on prayer, I teach on prayer is hard work. Prayer is not for lazy people. May you persevere in prayer. Do not stop praying. You are close to harvesting the fruit of your years of prayer. Your blessings are about to show forth in Jesus' mighty name. I know the floodgates of heaven will open because Jesus, the Son of the living God, after being baptized by John the Baptist, prayed again. And the Bible says the heavens opened for him. The Bible says, even though he was God, did not regard himself equal to God, but took upon himself servantship. The Bible says that even though he was a child of God, he prays with all kinds of prayer and supplications unto him that was able to hear him. Even though he was a son of God, he prayed. May the labor of prayer come upon you. I said, may the labor of prayer come upon you. I said, may the labor of prayer come upon you. I said, may the labor of prayer come upon you. Receive the labor of prayer. Padaya takataya. And you will deliver miracles. You will deliver testimonies. You will deliver signs and wonders. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The commission to start your ministry will fall like manna from heaven if you add more fasting and prayer. Remember, you are destined to be. You are not destined to be a failure. Rise up in the ashes and God will go with you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Let's pray. Father, baptize us with the spirit of prayer, radical prayer, after service, continuous prayer, dawn prayers, prayers with fastings, prayers with tears and groanings, prayers for change, prayers for every areas of our lives. For the enemy who is pursuing us has not given up. How should we give up? Abide the spirit of giving up. May we be blessed. And may we take you to a higher dimension in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray, even as we give offerings, may you bless us as we give these prophetic seeds to compare miracles and to be an altar and memorial lifted. May our lives be transformed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Once again, my name is Prophet Paul Ringer. It's a good time to be with you. May God lift you and exalt you. May God cause his face to shine on you. And may God keep you. And may God cause you to be blessed. Thank you for joining us today. We are excited in having you. We want to see you again. We believe that the hand of God will be mighty upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. I leave you with Iba from My Favorite Man. Somebody is asking me in the spirit right now. I've heard your question. Your question is, what price am I to pay as I wait on God? Well, my senses are sharp, so I'll answer you. God is telling me to answer you. There are many prices you will pay for. Those prices will be called sacrifice. It becomes the exchange rate for your miracle. These sacrifices are not just meant as a price to pay. Some of them are meant to change you yourself. The way you see things cannot add up for your victory. So sometimes some of these challenges positions you well. Sometimes it makes you humble. But that does not mean you can't receive your miracle. The faith to receive your miracle should not be given up at all. You must lift up your feet. And if the Lord wills that there must be a tunnel, go through it and come out. By the time you are out, you will not just receive your miracle, you will receive the ability to maintain your blessing too. I thank God for your life. May God bless you. I have answered you for that. You know that there is a prophet in the house and that God hears everything, so that you know God is with you. Iba, welcome, Marina. It was a good time to be with you. Iba. Oh my God.
God bless you. I'll be signing out from here. I'll be meeting you back on Monday with the last message that will empower you to work for God more. This month we have been focusing on thriving ministries. Today we introduce all my books. We have the Theraphio on Common Servant. And then my latest book, Exploits in Soul Winning. Followed by Titus in Crete, my small nugget books that will transform your life. Then the Happening of the Spirit Man, I refer it in my service today. Book on prayer, specifically on prayer. In that book, you discover the chaplain's encounter. And this is an example to some situations that you meet. Some situations are chaplains. The Hebrew word for chaplains is a stronger situation beyond your strength. The book is meant for you. Then I have To Be Rooted, Resolved. And then what I ministered to you from today, Titus in Crete. Get any of these copies and your life will be transformed. Call our numbers. I've signed out. Thank you for joining me. I celebrate you. Au revoir. Bye bye. You can get copies of my book plus 233-554-228-818 or plus 222-549-11-0799. It's already on the platform. You can reach us on WhatsApp. If you call and you can't get, just send a message. You'll receive a return call back. Thank you for all those of you who are sending offerings now. God bless you. Thank you for pushing us.
Lay the pathway for the lightning.